Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to bolster India's biodiversity conservation efforts, the National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, has designated two new institutions as national repositories, bringing the total count to 20. But why does this matter? It matters because these repositories play a crucial role in preserving our biological resources and preventing biopiracy. First, let's understand what national biodiversity repositories are. These are designated institutions that systematically preserve biological materials, such as specimens, cultures, genetic material, and documentation, for long-term conservation, scientific research, and regulatory compliance. The NBA designates institutions as national repositories if they meet standards for scientific documentation and taxonomy, long-term preservation of biological material, traceability of collection provenance, and access and benefit sharing, or ABS, compliance. What makes this significant is that these repositories serve as reference collections, providing scientific standards for species identification. They also serve as ABS documentation, maintaining provenance records required under the Nagoya Protocol. And here is something that surprises many students: these repositories help prevent biopiracy by allowing India to assert prior art if biological resources are used commercially without consent. Now, let's look at the two new repositories. The first one is the Center for Marine Living Resources and Ecology, or CMLRE, in Kochi, Kerala. This institution is under the Ministry of Earth Sciences and has a referral center called the Bhavsagra Referral Center. What's noteworthy about CMLRE is that it has over 3,500 taxonomically identified voucher specimens of marine organisms. This is significant because India has a 7,516-kilometer coastline and an exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, of 2.02 million square kilometers, making marine biodiversity documentation a priority. And it's worth noting that CMLRE also conducts deep-sea research relevant to polymetallic nodule surveys and marine ecology. The second new repository is the Agarkar Research Institute, or ARI, in Pune, Maharashtra. This is an autonomous institution under the Department of Science and Technology, or DST. ARI has a collection called the MAX Collection of Microorganisms, which includes bacterial, fungal, and yeast cultures. What makes this significant is that microbial repositories are critical for pharmaceutical research, bioprospecting, and industrial biotechnology, areas where the risk of biopiracy is highest. Now, let's turn to the legal framework that governs these repositories. The Biological Diversity Act, 2002, is India's primary law on biodiversity conservation and ABS. The Nagoya Protocol, which is a supplementary agreement to the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, provides a transparency framework for ABS. The key elements of the Nagoya Protocol include prior informed consent, or PIC, which must be obtained from the provider country before accessing biological resources. There are also mutually agreed terms, or MAT, which are conditions for benefit sharing that must be agreed in advance. And then there's the internationally recognized Certificate of Compliance, or IRCC, which is issued when access occurs legally. India ratified the Nagoya Protocol in 2012. National repositories support Nagoya Protocol compliance by maintaining provenance-traced collections that establish prior documentation of India's biological resources. With 20 repositories, India now has a more comprehensive system, although gaps remain in documenting Northeast India's plant diversity and Andaman-Nicobar deep-sea biodiversity. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Environment and Ecology. You should be familiar with the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, the structure of the NBA, the state biodiversity boards, and the biodiversity management committees. You should also understand the Nagoya Protocol, including the ABS framework, PIC, MAT, and IRCC. Additionally, you should know about biopiracy, including cases like turmeric, neem, and basmati, as well as India's defensive publications. And don't forget the Convention on Biological Diversity, which has three objectives: conservation, sustainable use, and ABS. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Biodiversity Authority has designated 20 national repositories in India. The Center for Marine Living Resources and Ecology has over 3,500 taxonomically identified voucher specimens of marine organisms. The Adharkar Research Institute has a collection of microorganisms, including bacterial, fungal, and yeast cultures. India ratified the Nagoya Protocol in 2012. Remember this number, 7,516 kilometers, which is the length of India's coastline. Note this carefully, the exclusive economic zone of India is 2.02 million square kilometers. Now, let us turn to the mains angle. The question is, India's National Biodiversity Repository Network is a critical tool for preventing biopiracy and ensuring equitable benefit sharing. Examine the legal framework and implementation gaps. This requires you to think critically about the role of national repositories, the legal framework that governs them, and the challenges that remain in implementing the Biological Diversity Act and the Nagoya Protocol. In conclusion, the designation of new national repositories is a significant step forward for India's biodiversity conservation efforts. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, remember that this topic is not just about environment and ecology, but also about India's strategic position in the global arena and its commitment to preserving its rich biological heritage.